WTTS on demand.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Fitz of Fitz in the Tantrums. Now, first of all, thanks for the great time at the WTTS Toys for Tots show, and congratulations on the success of the album.
Oh, thanks so much. That was that show was truly a highlight. I mean, first of all, a great cause to be a part of, and then the crowd just went absolutely bananas that night. It was freezing outside, but we definitely heated it up to a hot, sweaty mess that night. It was a great, great night.
Yeah, we had a good time, and it just seems like things have been growing exponentially for you. What's the experience been like in the band for you so far?
You know, it's been truly an incredible last 15 months for us. You know, a lot of serendipity, a lot of magic, and then absolutely the most backbreaking work that we've ever done as a collective group. You know, we have had so much good fortune, and at the same time have literally clawed our way through every day. You know, I mean, we have been touring nonstop for the last 15 months. And sometimes when you're in the bus and you're in the bubble, you can't see what's happening on the outside. And then you get these little benchmarks where all of a sudden you get to a show and it's 1,000 people and everyone's singing every word to every song. And you're like, whoa, something's definitely happening here. But it's been, you know, every dream I've ever had has come true this year. So I have nothing to complain about.
Was there any specific benchmark or tipping point when you realized that this band had something that would really resonate with people?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the very first show that we did, I could tell that we didn't have the intention, but all of a sudden our music was had just this appeal from everything from 16-year-olds doing covers of our song on YouTube to 20-somethings to the NPR crowd to 40, 50, 60-year-olds that grew up listening to Motown. That was definitely one of them. Being at Lollapalooza, getting to play on the main stage this past summer, but being given a really early time slot and seeing 25 to 30,000 people make it a point to come out early to see us, and we're like, wow. You know, and this fall we've just been playing these shows and just seeing how many people across the country know about us. It's definitely been eye-opening.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Fitz himself of Fitz in the Tantrums. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys again in Indy, and we hope you have safe travels.
Thank you so much. And as always to WTTS, thank you for your support of this band, because honestly, if it wasn't for Brave Souls taking a chance on a little band like ours, it's a little out of the box, we wouldn't be here today. So thanks again, man.
WTTS on demand.